It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is 4/20, April 20th, 2020. So does that mean you gotta do a double toke? I don't know. Anyway. So weekend was pretty nice, ultimately. One day we spent pretty much just kind of having a fire. Relaxing, my family came over, we pulled my camper out, and my dad brought his out and put his away. It's his shed, so I guess it's his right. What else happened? Still waiting for my proof of my upgrade out on the FCC database, which is okay. It takes time to process it, and especially if you gotta do paperwork in order to do it, it could take a few days to do. So I'm not, especially knowing what their VE program is like now that I read it, it's very paper based. I can see it can take a little bit in order to process it. There are other VE programs that usually can be available within about 15 minutes, or up to 15 minutes is all it takes, which is really cool. But no, there's still many programs that are very paper based. Thankfully, I assume they don't have to actually mail a copy of anything out. Instead, they just need to email it. I'm not sure how they're doing those online testing things, but it's cool. What else happened this weekend? I can't remember. Must not have been important. Saturday. What did we do Saturday? It seemed like we did something Saturday, but I can't remember. No, Saturday. Oh, maybe Saturday was just a fire. Sunday we went, did a little shopping. Grabbed a few things that were required in order to live life, I guess, if you want to call it that. And then today we got wind. There is a fire danger warning out, and I'm not sure what kind of report guests there have been or supposedly we're supposed to get, but quite a bit of wind. The other cool thing that I was surprised at one delivery today is I am getting the rest of the parts I need to put together my HF antenna. So I bought the wire a while back, Menard Special. All you need, just wire. And then I picked up they call them toroid cores, for those who aren't in electronics or radio or anything. I'm going to say this wrong, because I've seen it called different things. I see a toroid core as the donut shaped, looks like it could be a magnet, but it's not really a magnet. It's just a mixture of metals that cause it to become sort of like a magnet, but more of a transformer in the end. It's a transformer, and so what I do is I twist two wires together for a distance. I think it's like 18 inches or something. I forgot what it is. And then the rest of it, I wrap those twisted pieces around twice, for two wraps, and a wrap means goes through the center of the toroid, and then the rest I do another 16, Yeah. I think it's 16 total wraps with the rest of the wire. I know, it's hard to explain. I can link to the article I put together, because they didn't really have any great text instructions how to make this. Just some pictures and stuff. So I put together a page that has it. I'll link it to it within this, the show notes here. So you can take a look at it. It's kind of neat. So what it does is it's a matching transformer to ensure that you can use... If you need to use a tuner, you can use the one that's built into the radio in order to be able to transmit on most bands, depending on exactly how long that wire is. There's two main primary versions people make. One is a 40 meter version, which gives you 40 of, I should clarify, this is wavelengths of radio wavelengths. So we got 40 meters long, 20 meters long, 10 meters long, and there might be a 15 in there on the 40 meter version. And on the 80, there's quite a few more. I'm not going to be able to rattle them all off the top of my head. Well, maybe I can. 80, 40, 30, 17, 15, 12, 10. I think that's it. So what, 8 bands? 7 bands? Something like that. So I think I'm going to build that. I hear the 80 isn't quite probably where I would want it for the use I would use it for, at least to start with. But, you know, on the other hand, the 40 meter version does give you all the other bands. I figure, you know what, I might as well get access to them all. If I'm going to experiment, let's just get them all. I think, I don't know, that one of the digital modes that people use, called FT8, is or would be within this band for 80 meters. So, experimenting! Yay! That is fun! I'm serious, that is fun. So, that is kind of the plan there. And I think I'm going to record a video on how to do it. I'm trying to figure out how the actual process, how to record a video of me working overhead. And that just comes down to, how do I set up video cameras and do I have the right cameras right now to do it? Always, I'll just make it, show at the end, so on. So that is in process for me. Kind of excited in a way to get something rolling. And why am I getting this rolling? Well, I'm hoping I can get an HF radio pretty soon. But in the meantime, I have in the biz, if you want to call it that, we call it just an SDR. It's really just a software-defined receiver that you hook up to your computer in order to listen to different bands. So, I can hook this up to this little dongle on my computer. It's not going to be great. It's not as sensitive of listening as a real HF radio is. But at least I can get started exploring, see what things look like, and so on. So, I'm a little pretty excited. I'm hoping this works. Hoping at some point soon I can get an HF radio. Absolutely, will be mentioning something on here if I do, because I'll be jumping for joy. And but hopefully that's the last quote big ham radio acquisition I have to do, short of antennas. Yay antennas! But they're fun to experiment with. So that's about all I had to share. 9.5 minutes, not too bad. So I am going to let you go. And I missed the weekend, but I'm not going in this trying to hit every day. I'm going this just as often as I can. So 7-3s to you all. And I will talk to you next time. I was going to sign up for my call sign, but no, I don't need to. This is WX0MIK, otherwise known as Mike Wills, and talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.